A woman is attacked by a raccoon.
Yeah, this lady in Massachusetts was attacked by a raccoon on her own property and says that the creatures have become little monsters. This is, I'm going to butcher her last name, Catherine Van Van Buskirk. Catherine Van Buskirk talking about the attack. I've never seen that last name, but this is Miss Van Buskirk.
Monsters. It flew at me from several different directions. All I could do was scream, help me, help me. This is a nightmare. I kept saying it to myself because I couldn't find any other words. I just encountered a monster.
Those things are mean, man.
They can be mean, yes.
Dang. Yeah, I've had a couple of encounters with raccoons. One, my buddy used to trap them. And he trapped one and assumed it was dead. Put it in the back seat of his car in a bag, and got up the next day, and that thing was in his front seat. It was not dead.
And it was pissed.
And it was angry that it was locked in the car. Yeah, it would have none of it. That one survived because he opened the door, and that thing scampered out, and that was the end of that. And the other one was in a garbage. I was putting garbage into my garbage bin, and that thing opened it up, and there's that raccoon. And he's looking at me, and I'm like, oh, crap. So I slam the thing down. So I went inside, I got a golf club, and I tried getting it out with my golf club, and my keys fell out of my pocket into the... it was a disaster. I had to call animal control to come get the damn raccoon so I could drive somewhere. I wasn't going to reach in there.
I had the same thing with the dumpster where I was throwing stuff away, and all of a sudden I hear... and it jumped out.
Oh, gosh.
And it started following me to my car.
Oh,
and I didn't have automatic locks or anything, so I'm like sitting there with the key. It's like a horror movie, right? And it's just coming closer and closer, starts to scamper over towards me, and it's got its teeth bare. It's going to...
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
All that, and I kicked the hell out of it.
Oh.
I just kicked it and then got in my Jeep as quick as I possibly could and drove away. And I swear it was pacing in the parking lot, you know, like just saying, I know where you live, man.
and you don't know if they're rabid or not, and it was during the day, and they're not supposed to be out during the day.
Yeah,
that's a sign of sick raccoon.
Yeah, there's something wrong with it. Yeah,
geez.
That's not a good thing. So yeah,
well,
raccoons.
Well, you know, until Trump was president, the raccoons were fine, and now they're angry. And
this is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.